Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit.
For some patients with cancer, their illness is so advanced when it is detected that anti-cancer treatments might not be able to help. However, these patients might still benefit from palliative care. And in a new Cochrane review from June 2017, Marcus Haun from Heidelberg University Hospital in Germany and colleagues investigated the effects of providing palliative care early after the diagnosis of advanced cancer. He tells us what they found in this podcast.
Even if cancer is diagnosed at a late stage when it might no longer respond to treatment, some patients might still wish to try anti-cancer treatments, knowing that they might experience the adverse effects without obtaining any benefits. If these treatments don't help, the patient might then be offered palliative care towards the end of life. However, patients might also be able to receive palliative care a lot earlier, beginning at the time of or shortly after their diagnosis of advanced cancer. This early palliative care, which is often combined with anti-cancer treatment, such as chemotherapy or radiotherapy, involves empathetic communication with patients about their prognosis, advanced care planning, and symptom assessment and control. It is important to have reliable information on the effects of this strategy in order to support decision-making. And we did this review to assess the evidence on whether early palliative care might help with quality of life, symptom intensity, depression, and survival among patients when compared with usual cancer care alone. We were able to include 7 randomized trials involving just over 1,600 participants, which showed that early palliative care may increase quality of life slightly and decrease symptom intensity to a small degree. The effects on survival and depression were unclear. However, little information was provided on adverse effects, and the overall certainty of the evidence was very low to low because of the small number of studies, how they were done, and differences between them. Therefore, although our review indicates that early palliative care interventions may have more beneficial effects on quality of life and symptom intensity among patients with advanced cancer than usual or standard care alone, we have to interpret the current results with caution. On a more positive note, we also found a further 10 studies that still needed to be checked carefully, and there are at least 20 ongoing randomized trials in this area. The upcoming results from these studies may increase the certainty of our findings and lead to improved decision-making. In the meantime, we need to remember that early palliative care is a newly emerging field, and well-conducted studies are still needed that clearly describe the components of this type of care and report on its effects, both beneficial and harmful.
If you would like to read more about the evidence currently available from the 7 randomized trials in Marcus's review, or to look at the studies that will contribute to future updates, or to watch out for those updates, you can find the review online. Just search Cochrane and Early Palliative Care to link to it.